The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Marissa Wexler, MS. Hydroxychloroquine shows potential to treat PPMS in phase 2 trial. Treatment with hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malaria medication, appeared to help slow disability progression among people with primary progressive multiple sclerosis, or PPMS, in a small proof-of-concept clinical trial. Hydroxychloroquine is a promising treatment candidate for PPMS and should be investigated further in randomized controlled clinical trials, its researchers wrote. Results of the study, Hydroxychloroquine for Primary Progressive Multiple Sclerosis, were published in Annals of Neurology. PPMS is the rarest form of multiple sclerosis, and it has historically been the hardest to treat. To date, only one medication, Ocrevus, is approved to treat PPMS. In relapsing forms of MS, for which there are numerous approved treatments, disease progression is driven mainly by acute inflammation in the brain. In contrast, disease progression in PPMS and possibly non-active secondary progressive MS is thought to happen because of chronic neurodegeneration and the abnormal activity of brain immune cells called microglia. Hydroxychloroquine, or HCQ, has been used for decades to treat malaria. It was first approved for medical use in the U.S. in 1955. HCQ can also reduce the activity of the immune system, and it is regularly used in the management of certain autoimmune diseases, such as lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. Notably, HCQ is known to get into the brain. Indeed, one of the medication's known side effects, retinopathy, damage to the retina of the eye, occurs specifically because HCQ can enter the brain. Additionally, preclinical research has shown that HCQ can lower the activity of microglia, the immune cells whose chronic activation is thought to drive PPMS. Based on these preclinical data, a team of researchers in Canada hypothesized that HCQ may enter the brain and reduce microglial activation in MS, which could delay the progression of disability in people with progressive MS. The team conducted a small clinical trial to test this idea. We chose the generic drug HCQ because it is widely used in autoimmune diseases and generally well tolerated, the researchers wrote. Their study is called a futility analysis. This type of study is not designed to test whether a medication is effective. In fact, the exact opposite is true. The point of a futility analysis is to test whether a medicine does not work. If the analysis fails to prove that the medication is not effective, then there's a chance that it actually is effective, providing a rationale for further, larger studies to test efficacy. In the phase 2 trial, a group of people with PPMS were treated with 200 milligrams of oral HCQ twice daily for 18 months. All those enrolled had substantial disability, but were able to walk with assistance. Notably, patients with signs of acute inflammation on MRI scans were excluded. The researchers assessed the number of patients with worsening disability between months 6 and 18. Disability was assessed based on the time it took a person to walk 25 feet. The 6th-month run-in period was included because, in other diseases, HCQ is known to reach its maximum potency only after a few months of continuous treatment. Based on prior clinical data of PPMS patients, researchers calculated that if fewer than 10 of the first 35 treated patients experienced disease progression over those months, futility would be disproven. In other words, there would be a possibility that the medication actually is effective. This goal was reached. Of these 35 trial participants, only 8 or 23% experienced significant disability worsening from months 6 to 18. Among all those who completed the trial and were able to walk throughout, 9 of 39, also 23%, experienced worsening disability. A total of 49 PPMS patients received at least one dose of HCQ in the study and were analyzed for safety. Among them, about a third, 31%, experienced side effects attributed to the medication, which included vivid dreams, nausea, stomach upset, and tinnitus. or ringing of the ears. Over the 18-month course of this single-arm futility trial, HCQ was generally well tolerated, and meaningfully fewer people than expected experienced clinically significant worsening of disability, the researchers concluded. Study reports support future trials to explore the efficacy of HCQ in treating PPMS and to further investigate the medication's biological and pharmacological properties, they said. Current treatment options for PPMS are unsatisfactory, the researchers added. Hi, I'm Bryce Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Jamie Hughes, A Life in Letters, Just Put One Foot in Front of the Other. I've been working on my health this last year or so, trying everything from a vegetarian diet to visiting an acupuncturist to help with muscle tension and headaches. All of this has been just wonderful, but the elephant in the room, the thing I still needed to address but kept walking around, was my weight. I lost around 100 pounds a decade or so ago when I lived in a smaller city, but didn't have a commute and was childless. But over time, that weight crept back on, as it so often does. That's why a few weeks ago, I joined a gym in my area. It's less than 5 minutes away and open 24/7, so I can go in when the place is empty. They also have excellent sanitation protocols, which helps. And if there are a few other folks around, I work out in a mask. How's that for determination? I try to go at least 4 days a week and have used the treadmill, elliptical machine, and stationary bike, rotating between them to keep things fresh. There's also a 30-minute full-body circuit that I've taken advantage of, and I've noticed I'm feeling quite a bit better overall as a result. In fact, I've experienced several of the positive results the staff over at the Mayo Clinic says exercise is responsible for, including everything from weight loss to improved mood and increased energy. I've also noticed that I'm sleeping a bit better. If you're not ready to go full-on gym rat, I hear you. It can be intimidating, but there are a lot of great gyms out there that cater to all kinds of folks, not just the beautiful people, as I call them. Many even offer small classes if that's your thing. And remember that exercise doesn't have to be all panting and pain and sweat dripping from your nose. Yoga is an excellent form of exercise for MS patients, as are Tai Chi and adaptive water exercises, the latter of which has the added benefit of keeping you cool. Maybe you want to start out in your home, which is a great option too. The most important thing isn't owning all the right gear or pushing yourself to the brink. You just need to get started. Begin with a few stretches, some chair yoga, or a lap around the neighborhood with a friend, especially since the weather is changing around here and getting a little more livable. Maybe even go out and do a little gardening. Find what works for you and go for it. Annie Lamott, a writer and teacher whose advice I've long followed, has a wonderful book called Bird by Bird. It's about writing, but I think it's applicable to all of life. In the chapter from which the book's title is taken, she tells the story about her brother, who had procrastinated when it came to a major school project, and the way their dad stepped in to save the day. She writes, 30 years ago, my older brother, who was 10 years old at the time, was trying to get a report written on birds that he'd had 3 months to write, which was due the next day. We were out at our family cabin in Bolinas, and he was at the kitchen table close to tears, surrounded by binder, paper, and pencils and unopened books about birds, immobilized by the hugeness of the task ahead. Then my father sat down beside him, put his arm around my brother's shoulder, and said, "Bird by bird, buddy. Just take it bird by bird. That's all that's required if you want to make some positive changes. Just do one good thing. Follow it with another, and before you know it, things will be different. Take it one day at a time. Take it bird by bird."
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.